Matteo and Valentin sit in their immaculate living room. The furniture, the art, the wall color, it's all perfectly coordinated, like you'd see in a magazine. A teacup-sized puppy in a pink sweater bounces around their feet and climbs up on the interpreter's lap.
Hace pocos meses compramos esta casa.
They've just bought a house a few months ago, thinking that they had a life in America, but not in the United States. But now, even being here, they don't feel like the house really belongs to them.
The couple arrived with two of their children in 2005 from Latin America. I'm not using their real names or their country of origin. They have immigration documents, but they aren't permanent residents. One of their children is undocumented. Matteo says they could be considered criminals just for having a child who is undocumented living in their house.
Quisiéramos decir que esto es una pesadilla porque...
They want to think sometimes that it's a nightmare because you can wake up from a nightmare. But right now, it's just simply terrifying.
Matteo used to work as a police officer fighting drug cartels in Latin America. He was used to receiving death threats, but he says 10 years ago, they threatened to kill his oldest son. He realized the danger was real and imminent, so they fled to the United States. Valentin had to leave her oldest daughter behind with her parents. She hasn't seen her in a decade. Their immigration lawyer, Leah McDermott, says the family, like many others, are in limbo. She says up until the new orders were issued, if a person filed paperwork to try to stay in the country legally, they would be somewhat protected from being deported by the Department of Homeland Security.
In other words, DHS knows you're here, but because you're in the process of applying for a benefit, you're considered extremely low priority for removal. Well, now all the priorities are out the window. I mean, Trump has announced that basically everyone is a priority for removal.
We should expect to see more people deported who are married to American citizens and don't have criminal records. That's what I'm seeing.
That's Margaret Stock, another immigration lawyer in Anchorage. Stock says it's not like people want to be out of compliance with immigration laws. It's just really complicated.
If you want to get your paperwork here in America processed, you have to have the money and the time, and you have to have all your documents in order, and it's not easy for people to do.
For Matteo and Valentin, it was hard to live without documents their first few years in the country. Matteo says he felt like one of the criminals he used to pursue was a law enforcement officer. As soon as they had documents and social security numbers, the couple established their own businesses and started building their lives here in safety. Matteo says he's worried about how immigration laws are being enforced and what that means for his family. But he's also worried about how attitudes towards immigrants are changing. They're not worried about the wall that Trump wants to build at the border. They're worried about the wall that is being built through hate and rejection of immigrants in the hearts and minds of people, because that's a wall that you can't see. He says, for now, they're just living their lives as normally as possible, saving the money they plan to use to expand their house and setting it aside, just in case. But they can't go back to Latin America because it's too dangerous. They want to stay here, in their home. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.